This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Now, this section in the Madkhad is very, very interesting. He has a long section about not sending your children to schools in which the teachers are non-Muslim. And the reason for that, he actually considers it prohibited. And the reason for that is the danger of things being taught that will cause the child to lose its faith. And this is 6th century that he wrote this. He also felt that until the child was old enough to be able to discern between what's true and what's false, he said at that point that they could learn from non-Muslims if there were sciences or knowledges that were beneficial to learn. But prior to that, in the early phase, that they should not because of the possibility of losing the creed. And because what he says is the nature of children is that they believe whatever their teachers say when they're young. It's part of fitra. Whatever the teacher says, they just take it as... In fact, to give you an example, one of my son's Quran teachers had a East Asian pronunciation on some things. And he would say, he said, A'uzu billahi. And I said, no, A'udhu. And he said, no, it's A'uzu. And I said, no, it's A'udhu. And he said, no, no, no. Khala said it was A'uzu. So he believed her before he would believe me because I sent him to her. So he, no, she's right, not you. Because she's the teacher. And that's the way a child naturally, that's the way it works. They'll trust the teacher more than they'll trust the parent. So it's very dangerous for that reason. So, and that's one of the things that I've always had. I really believe that here a lot of parents think that it's the early years that they don't worry about. And it's really important to stress that, that it is not the early years. Those are the years to worry about. The later years, don't worry about those. I mean, the whole point of all those hadiths was they get to a certain age, it's none of your business, right? If you do your job those first 14 years, it's none of your business what happens after that. I mean, it is, obviously, but there's nothing you can do about it in that way. Whereas if you don't do your job those first 14 years and then they go astray or they do terrible things, or then you share in it. It's your wrong. Because that's your donation to the world, to your children. Now, I'm going to finish this with a poem because I read from Surah Al-A'raf. There's an American poet, Edgar Allan Poe, who wrote a poem called Al-A'raf, The Heights. He'd actually read the Quran because he quotes the Quran in some of his poems. But this poem isn't from Al-A'raf. It's called The Conqueror Worm. And I thought of it because of the story of Adam and Eve that I read, and then all these dramas that have emerged from our two parents having children and all the dramas and how it just keeps going. And this is a beautiful poem. It's a little dense when you first hear it, so let me read it and then I'll quickly go through it. Lo, 'tis a gala night within the lonesome latter years. An angel throng, bewinged, bedight in veils and drowned in tears, sit in a theater to see a play of hopes and fears, while the orchestra breathes fitfully the music of the spheres. Mimes in the form of God on high mutter and mumble low, and hither and thither fly mere puppets they who come and go, at bidding of vast formless things that shift the scenery to and fro, flapping from out their condor wings invisible woe. That motley drama, oh, be sure it shall not be forgot, with its phantom chased forevermore by a crowd that sees it not, through a circle that ever returneth into the selfsame spot, and much of madness and more of sin and horror the soul of the plot. But see, amid the mimic rout, a crawling shape intrude, a blood-red thing that rise from out the scenic solitude. It rise and rise with mortal pangs, the mimes become its food, and seraphs sob at vermin fangs in human gore imbued. Out, out are the lights, out all, and over each quivering form, the curtain, a funeral pall, comes down with the rush of a storm, while the angels, all pallid and wan, uprising, unveiling, affirm that the play is the tragedy man, and its hero, the conqueror worm. He basically says it's a gala night, you know, all the angels are throngs, drowning in tears. They sit in this theater. The angels are watching this play of hopes and fears. And the orchestra is doing, it's the music of the spheres. And then he says, mimes in the form of God on high, these actors that are playing out, thinking that they're God on high, mutter and mumble low, and they're moving all about, mere puppets, right? They're going all over the world, doing all these things they're doing, and this and that. And then he says, that motley drama, you know, but don't think, even though this is a pretty motley drama that you're watching, don't think it will be forgot. And everybody's chasing this phantom of the world by a crowd that sees it not, but nobody can actually get it. And the circle keeps returning over and over again. People keep coming back, making the same mistakes, doing the same things over and over again, all of these things. Much madness, more sin, right? And horror, the soul of the plot. Right? You just watch these people, because the angels have to watch all this stuff. They have to record it all, right? They have to record Afghanistan, right? They have to record the killing fields in Cambodia. They have to record the domestic violence going on all over the place. They have to record kidnappings. They have to record all the pedophilia. They have to record all the drug addicts. They have to record all the people slouched in the gutters and all these. I mean, they have to watch this whole thing. But then he says, but look, in the midst of this massive drama, this little creature comes onto the stage, right? It's like moving around, and it's got these mortal pangs. And then those actors become its food. And these angels have to weep at seeing this is the end of this creature as they eat his flesh. Out, out are the lights. All these lights go out. You know, you've got the lights of your play that goes on for its certain time, and then it goes out. And then the curtain comes down with the rush of a storm. And the angels, all pallid and wan, uprising and veiling affirm. The angels have to say, the tragedy you just watched is man, and its hero, the conqueror worm. Anyway, that's one end. That's not the only possible ending to the play, but that is definitely one of them. The Prophet ﷺ said the worms don't eat the righteous. They leave them alone. They actually call it incorruptibles. There's a word in science for it. Bodies that actually don't get eaten by worms. They don't decay or anything. They call them incorruptibles. You can look it up. We didn't make that up. Barakallahu fikum. الحمد لله اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد صلاة تنجينا بها من جميع الأهوال والآفات وتقضي لنا بها جميع الحاجات وتطهرنا بها من جميع السيئات وترفعنا بها أعلى درجات وتبلغنا بها أقصى الغايات من جميع الخيرات في الحياة وبعد الممات وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون والسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. Now this section in the Madkhad is very, very interesting. He has a long section about not sending your children